Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, they want to be kept anonymous, and I understand because it involves taking away your kids from your mother-in-law.
Ooh.
Although, maybe I'm being a, you know what, never mind. Let me just read it and not give my two cents till the end.
I like that. Now, let's do that.
I don't know. Sometimes they're obvious, but you never know.
We listen then.
Then we judge. That's right. Good morning.
Or whatever they said.
Good morning, Allie and DZ. Keep it anonymous, please. You got it. We'll call her...
Janet.
Janet works for me. She says, over the last few years, my husband and I have tried countless times to give my mother-in-law chances to be involved with our children. Without writing a novel, she's an awful human to me.
Ow, what?
But Janet kind of wrote a novel anyway, so let's go. She said, this last year, she's babysat our kids a handful of times, and I've had to remind her every time of my four-year-old son's very, very serious tree nut peanut allergy when giving him snacks, baking cookies, and really anything in between.
Mm-hmm.
Over Christmas, we had cookies in our house from my brother-in-law, her son, and I texted her to ask if they were safe for my son, to which she replies, they were my brother-in-law's, refusing to tell me if the M&Ms and chocolate chips and the cookies were a safe food. The conversation escalated, and I told her she no longer can see my children until she understands how serious my son's allergy is. She lost it telling me all these hateful things, which included, I hope your kids hate you when they grow up. For some context, when we first found out, he went into respiratory failures two times in the ambulance at 2 years old. Oh, it gives me chills.
Oh, he allergic.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to bring it down, you know, especially on a Friday, but locally, I've seen multiple children have passed away from allergies.
Recently.
Yeah. And I even know a guy who's has a child, and I believe their kid in third grade, and he was like, yeah, one of my kid's classmates passed away. That wasn't on the news, and that was just a story I know locally of a kid who's passed away recently, and we've seen one on the news as well. Yeah. It was a teenager.
It's not a joke. Rest in peace. Yeah.
So she said, am I the jerk for taking my kids away from her for this incident? So basically, their child has a peanut allergy, has gone into respiratory failure twice, but she's going as far as to take the kid completely away from the mom. What do we think? Is Janet the jerk?
Yeah.
It seems extreme, but is it extreme if it's life and death? I mean, I don't want to say this is obvious to me, but it's obvious to me. But it's also might be a PSA that it's no joke.
And with kids, we're reactionary,
yeah,
right? And I'm trying not to be reactionary.
But it's taking them away too far?
I'm thinking of the story. I'm trying to think of the context. She said that the cookies came from the brother-in-law's house. So maybe the mother-in-law was saying, I don't know. You could have then hit up the brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Are these cookies good?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm also thinking of the fact that with a peanut, tree nut, you know, a nut allergy, you run that risk. Everything is made in facilities that also process peanuts and tree nuts.
Yeah.
You know this because your child has this allergy.
Well, and a lot of the world hasn't evolved to understand the allergy thing. They think it's a joke, but it's not because we've seen children and adults pass away from allergies. A lot of people have allergies and they can put an EpiPen and they're going to be fine. Maybe your throat closes up and it's not that serious. Well, that sounds horrible. Your throat closes up and it's not that serious, but there are people who will survive. But there, as we've seen, people who could die from their allergies.
Well, and allergies are so drastically different. You could either be severely allergic, you could be minimally allergic.
Totally.
You could grow out of that allergy, or you can grow into an allergy.
Yep, 100%.
I've had things that I've grown out of that have messed me up.
It's interesting.
Mushrooms. Something that used to just give you that...
What, close your throat, yeah.
It didn't close my throat. It just made it extremely itchy.
Dude,
uncomfortably itchy.
My girl, one of my friends, just found out she's allergic to shellfish. Never had issues until recently. And she is like... in her 40s. Okay, so I get you. You can grow into into them or grow out of them. Yeah.
And allergies manifest differently. Mm-hmm. You could be able to eat and digest, not feel anything in your throat, not have any breathing problems, yeah. and it'd be completely stomach, intestinal yeah. issue. So allergies are vast, but one thing yeah. that we have been locked in to know is that the nut allergies mm-hmm. that most people have is the breathing serious, infectious touch because of the oils and enzymes or whatever mm-hmm. in the quote-unquote legume, yeah. if you will. So, mm-hmm. yeah, bro, I don't know if I'd mess with this one, but I also...
She's a jerk for taking the kids away from her mother-in-law for this incident.
She jumped to it because if the cookies came from grandma is one thing, mm-hmm. but the cookies didn't come from grandma.
Yeah.
So then you shouldn't trust it. You don't know what hand came. Mm-hmm. Had they been grandma-made cookies, then I'm like, all right, yeah, you take the kids, be upset, don't take them, but mm-hmm. don't leave them alone with her until you know she can adhere to what your desires are.
I hear what you're saying.
It's jerky a little bit.
No, I'm actually going not the jerk. I'm going if you're going to not care if you give my kids something that could potentially severely hurt them, cause them respiratory illness, kill them, then Oof. I'm not effing with you.
Oof.
And I said what I said.
Oh, man. See, we'd be getting, we can't not react family. With the babies and
but
their babies. And it's kids.
But no.
But it is family.
All right, 414-533-1037. You know what? Let's let them decide.
Please.
Because this is serious. And I mean, yeah. We'll talk to you guys next. Oh, sorry. Were we not ready?
No.
I was just trying to go to the callers next so they could say, and yeah, we can, yeah. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this one is pretty serious today because Janet wrote in and wants to know if she's the jerk for taking her kids away from her mother-in-law because her mother-in-law does not take the child's allergy serious at all, the peanut allergy. Mm-hmm. And so they're having issues now. And she said, my kid even went into respiratory failures twice in an ambulance at 2 years old. Am I the jerk for taking my kids away from their mother-in-law because she won't tell me what's in the food she sent over?
Right.
So let's just go to the phones. Tiffany, our favorite bartender, she calls herself in Milwaukee. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, guys.
What up?
Is she the jerk for taking the kids away from the mother-in-law?
You get to kick it off.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. Like,
amen.
If you can, like, respect the fact that, first of all, like, this woman has to trust, like, so many people with her child every day.
Sure.
But I'm sure she's, like, so stressed.
Always on
already
edge.
Already tense.
Yep.
So you would just expect families to be, like, we're going to be, like, the protectors, like, as a
we're
group, as
corner.
A whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I follow.
Did she bring the cookies over? Like, I know they weren't from her, but she bring them?
It said, over Christmas, we had cookies at our house from my brother-in-law, which is her son, and I texted her to ask if they were safe for my son,
gotcha.
To which she replies, they were my brother-in-law's, refusing to tell me if the M&Ms and chocolate chips and the cookies were a safe food.
That's meaning
yeah.
I didn't make them. I'm not sure. I would have hit them. That's yeah. where I went. Why'd you immediately hit mother-in-law? You already know you got some kind of animosity with the allergens.
Yeah.
Why not hit the brother-in-law since you knew there were brother-in-law cookies?
But this is what really, it's bad enough the allergy thing, but in this message, Janet says that at the end, the mother-in-law said, I hope your kids hate you when they grow up.
What
a horrible thing to say.
I forgot about that.
Who wants their grandkids to hate their own parents? That's awful.
She said that antagonistically. She doesn't mean that. She's just mad because she got her grandbabies taken away from her, so now she's saying spiteful-ish.
She needs to get some education on allergies and know that it can be deadly to people.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, really, though. Some OGs don't believe that.
Yeah.
OGs allergies
don't.
Are so serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to be a server, but days of work at Chief's Factory. This group of, like, 12-year-old girls came in for their birthday, and they had ate dinner at P.F. Chang's, but they were having dessert there.
Nice,
all of a sudden, her face starts blowing up.
Uh-oh.
She starts swelling.
Uh-oh.
And
no.
She's having an allergic reaction because wherever she ate dinner, they didn't take the allergy. And it was so
shellfish,
it was just
usually.
Scary. The fire trucks came.
Oh my
I saw
gosh.
The mother in such panic. And it was her birthday.
Oh, it was the birthday girl.
Something got her. Aww.
Something.
But you saw for your own self, Tiffany, you saw how someone cannot breathe from an allergy and that can kill you. Like, let's be serious.
Tiffany's saying not the jerk.
Yeah. All right. We're with you. This is getting dark. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Tiffany, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Oh my God,
what?
Allie, side note, welcome for you back. My nephew and my daughter love you. I'm like listening to her in the back seat the other day and I'm like, what is she saying? I'm like, what? You know what she was saying? She was like, Allie got a BBW gone, girl.
Ah! Our favorite bartender for a reason.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Oh, we love you. We're fans.
Oh, youngins in the backseat said, BBL Alley.
I love you guys. I love you.
Bye, Tiffany. You too.
Tell them no implants.
No, I told her. I was explaining it.
She said, all me, girl.
You
all me.
What I love is that people in this city are explaining my butt to my skin removal and my butt to people. That's hysterical.
Hey, you got a medical team in your corner, and we ain't all doctors.
That's hysterical. All right, let's go to Amanda in Racine. Not the regular, different Amanda in Racine. Hi, Amanda.
I almost hit the theme song. Morning.
Morning. So I am triggered over this.
Okay, go on.
So my son is in fourth grade, and one of his classmates passed away in the beginning of December because of a nut allergy because they didn't know it was contaminated with nut.
I'm so sorry.
I got goosebumps.
So, and it's horrible, yeah. And people need to really pay attention to what they're giving kids and respect people's things like that.
That's why they don't do treats in school like that more.
Honestly, then they're serious. Like every time I'm like, can I bring birthday treats? I always get the yes, but we have to, you know, you have to make sure there's no nuts. You have to be specific. And I
bring an activity. Bring a craft.
Honestly, toys.
No kids are allergic to paper magically.
Honestly, yeah. Or parents with kids with allergies have to constantly send kids, have to send food separately for their kid. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so, so sorry to hear that about your kid's classmate. That is just really sad.
Definitely saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Absolutely.
Not at all.
Well, thanks for helping us bring some awareness to people that don't take it seriously, if you want me to be quite honest, because it is serious. So
it is.
All right, Amanda.
So.
Have a good day. We'll talk to you later.
You
thanks. Okay. Bye.
Yes.
Bruh, remember, we've gone to Hibachi.
Yeah.
The whole shellfish thing, it's all it takes is a slight sliver of contamination.
Totally.
That's why the people with shellfish allergies or the ones that say, hey, if anybody's getting shrimp, if you're getting shrimp or anything, please cook it separately.
Take it seriously.
Different utensils, all that, because it is that serious for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Let's go to our girl in Milwaukee, Emily, one of our regulars, has her own theme song. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we've got two Not the Jerks. I'm secretly hoping it's a clean sweep today because I feel like it should be. But which way are you going, Emily? Is Janet the jerk for taking the kids away from the mother-in-law for basically, she feels like not taking the allergy seriously?
So as someone who also has a very severe nut allergy, I'm going to sweep it. She's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
It's so annoying when people don't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm. A whole EpiPen to the thigh. Whole EpiPen, not the jerk.
Stabbing the mother-in-law for no reason. The EpiPen,
she didn't say she was taking them away forever. She just said that I don't want you to be around them until... like, you take it seriously. True. Like, I don't blame her at all. Like, it's not like, no, you can never see my kids again. It's hard when you have a nut allergy, even as an adult, to trust people to take care of
anything.
You.
Anything. To even go out to
seriously.
Eat.
Like, whether you're on an airplane or you're with your family or you're at, like, a buffet or whatever, like, it's your life or your death.
You can't even trust pad thai.
Dude, there was a period where I was in a relationship with somebody who had a shellfish allergy, and I carried an EpiPen in my purse just for him.
For them?
All the time. Yeah, because, you know, he
pockets,
didn't have a purse.
Yeah,
so there was always an EpiPen in my purse just in case.
The entire
relationship.
You never know. And it's like, I've had it before where my throat closed and I had to go to the hospital because someone didn't label it like a cinnamon roll. Like, they didn't put cashews on the label like they should have. And I ate it because I thought, well, it doesn't say it has nuts.
And
by
the way, I should say
that, and
not
I ended
everybody
up in the hospital over it.
Not every, that's horrible. See, you're in the hospital.
And we're glad you're okay.
Not they should have to pay for that bill, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
For real.
Not everybody knows what an EpiPen is, by the way. It's one of these pens that can help reverse if you're having an allergic reaction. This is if it's not if you're not having a deadly one, but it can help people with smaller, you know, you can stab, it sounds horrible. You can stab someone with the EpiPen, but it's a little pen you carry to help if they have an allergic reaction.
Got like the epinephrine medicine inside. It's you still got
to
go get medical attention.
But it can slow it down.
Thank you. You still got
to
go.
Yep.
Are gonna be racing, bro. But yes, Emily, it's good to hear from you, and glad to hear you're okay. Let's everybody not eat peanuts today, okay?
Seriously. Or just be more aware, please, Lord.
Yeah.
All right.
Be respectful of that allergies. Part. We would appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, Emily. All right, we'll talk to you later. Love you
too. Peace.
So that's good. We got some good, we got some feedback from people who deal with it personally. We heard a horrific story about a child that has, you know, lost their life over it. So we got to take this stuff seriously. Don't laugh about it and think it's a joke when schools and people ask you to take their allergies seriously, because you never know how severe it can be. It's not worth that.
Realistically, too, like Emily said, she didn't say she's taking them forever. She says until you can respect it.
Yeah.
And that's what's valuable there. So yeah, I feel it, not the jerk.
Mila said, I'm so triggered. This has me in tears on the text line.
Oh, no.
Aw. And then other people are texting in awful, awful stories. So yeah, somebody said, is this even a question? The grandma needs to go to jail.
No, I think we're all on the same side. No, we're all on the same side.
All on the same side. You
except
are not
grandma.
Yeah. Except grandma. Maybe she'll get a clue. Okay. We'll do the breathe in and out at the end of Am I the Jerk, because this was an intense one. Okay.